This episode is sponsored by Corelation, where credit unions can get more in the core, as well as Allegiant, all-out innovation for credit unions. On the show today, we have FTSI's very own Lisa Huertas and Rivermark Community Credit Union's very own Seth Schaefer talking about, we're talking digital ID here, how FTSI and IDGO are being used at Rivermark Community Credit Union. Digital ID, really exciting technology, so check it out. Start out with introductions, and I'm going to start ladies first. Right below us is Lisa Huertas from FTSI. Lisa, how's it going?
It's going great. Thank you for having us today.
Oh my gosh, you're very, very welcome. You're very welcome. And then right next to me, we have Rivermark Community Credit Union's very own Seth Schaefer. Seth, how are you, sir? And the bow tie. Hi. I love the bow tie. Looks good.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. I'm always excited to talk about stories like this today. So today, Rivermark community is using FTSI's IDGO, and pretty exciting news here. But I want to start out with Lisa, just to tell me about the new digital division of FTSI and what prompted FTSI to partner with Rivermark community and IDGO.
Well, you know, we've been serving the financial space for quite a while. Mm-hmm. We started out as an ATM sales and service company, and it kind of followed the technology path into branch technology. So over the last 20 some years, we've just been working with financial institutions across the country. And one of the things I think we have in common with pretty much every company in the world is that the last couple of years have driven digital strategy. And so I joined FTSI last October to focus really in on that. We knew as a company, we had probably taken our customer base and our technology as far as it would go without making some pretty significant changes. So we did an overhaul, like a lot of industries are doing, looking at how do we serve better? How do we prepare for the future? And so we stood up a digital division. We rebranded our company, and we were looking for solutions that were either new to market, or we were looking for solutions that solved problems that hadn't been solved yet, or maybe they were solving problems in a better way. Mm-hmm. And so that was really our journey. We've been fortunate to work with Seth and the Rivermark team for years now, and their journey, their branch evolution and their technology journey. And so we've been a partner with them for a while. And you know, you wondered, how did we get connected with IDGO? Actually, Seth brought that conversation in. We were talking about new things, what's good, what's going on. And he said, you should look at something. And so I did, and immediately like, well, thanks for that. That was awesome. And so we were able to develop a partnership, and it's been a really fun year looking at that solution and seeing how it's evolved.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. And Seth, I'm coming to you here. So I understand there's a bit of history, obviously, with around digital ID and Rivermark. So can you tell us about that and why you partnered with IDGO?
Absolutely. So believe it or not, we got to go back 10 years.
Oh, wow.
In 2012, okay. And Rivermark began branch transformation efforts. And again, you bring out the whiteboard and the what ifs, right? And in that exercise, we evaluated every aspect of the branch to determine opportunities and maybe question long-held beliefs. So we looked at privacy, queuing, cash control, member interactions, hours of operation, employee engagement, digital physical integration, personalization. And at the end of the day, we identified over 40 items we wanted to test in a new branch model. And for Rivermark, our driving why has been and continues to be is that we're attempting to have better conversations with our members in any channel. And a recurring sticking point has been authentication. Mm-hmm. And you know, we welcome members into our branch. We start the conversation with, prove to me who you are, right? That's an odd credit union dimension. But that's the same in chat, phone channels with that dreaded out-of-wallet question set. In fact, we looked at a percentage of time for the entire phone conversation, and we spent a third of that just on authentication.
Really? Oh, my God.
And with the rise in digital biometrics and kind of where we're at today, we saw an opportunity to speed up that interaction, make it more personal, integrate it across channels. And that's kind of where IDGO comes in. So it's a concept that we've had in mind for 10 years, and we found a partner that could build it for us.
Okay.
And in fact, we've partnered with Advantis and Unitas Credit Union to bring their teams and our teams together to create a solution for better conversation through authentication.
Oh my God. So Advantis and Unitas are using it as well, or?
Correct. Yeah. Cool. And all three of us helped build it.
Wow. Oh, okay. Now there's collaboration at its finest right there. Oh my goodness. So how does it work? Can you, Seth, can you tell us how it works? And then Lisa, you can certainly chime in as well.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. When a member calls into the contact center,
right,
the integration with the phone system and IDGO identifies that the member's already registered. It prompts an authentication request on their digital device, then be a desktop or a phone, when it's sent to the agent. And when the call is answered, we know who they are and we can start the conversation. So, Michael, if you called into RiverMark, we'd say, "Welcome, Michael. How can I help you?" As opposed to, "What was the last name of your third cousin?" Right? So, same concept in video banking and chat. And within the branch, whether you're using a traditional teller line or an interactive teller, the member is able to start the process as soon as they walk in the doors. And I kind of like to think about it in terms of a TSA pre-check, or even better, a Disney Fast Pass.
Ah, now you're talking. I love that the TSA has saved me my bacon many times. So I am down with that analogy for sure. So Lisa, so how did FTSI, you know, working with IDGO broaden the market impact here?
Right. So, you know, one of the benefits, again, working with Unitas, Advantis, RiverMark, we've and IDGO as a partner there, we've been able to get in on the just at the pilot level. And so it's been really fun for us to be able to learn a lot about it, learn how this initial group is adopting and their reactions and that sort of thing. So we've kind of taken that, talked with each of the teams and understood how members are responding and what are the other applications? Because the phone center is a great application of IDGO, but there's a lot more. Mm-hmm. We think about interactive teller machines. We think about walking in the branch. You think about our climate today, you know, with equality, with processes, all the things. Something like this could really be a unique and powerful tool that financial institutions could use, but it doesn't even have to end with financial institutions. So I think where we've focused is helping IDGO with, since we have a lot of resources at our disposal with the sales arm of it and the consulting arm of IDGO, also with the infrastructure of setting up success managers so that when people adopt it, that they have a success and KPIs that they can meet. Also integrating with other solutions, we see this as part of the whole experience play. It's not just IDGO, but we also think, you know, as Seth mentioned, with chat, with interactive tellers, with others, how can we integrate this module into those experiences and make them better experiences?
Yeah.
So we've focused on that. And then we also are really trying to look at what are other verticals we could combine. And Seth is amazing at this thought process, but even in the credit union movement, we're so involved in our communities. What if an education credit union brought this on and then partnered with the school district bring some identity verification there, so many opportunities that are out there. So that's kind of what we're focused on now.
Yeah. As both of you are talking, I keep thinking about how during the pandemic, identity verification became so important, especially as we all kind of, I keep using the P word, the pivot, you know, as we all pivoted to digital, this really came to the forefront in multiple industries. So is this kind of what spurred this on as well, Seth? I mean, to really get this going for you guys and as well as Unitas and Advantis?
Yeah, I think there's kind of a perfect storm where, you know, device capability, education, and the need come together. And to Lisa's point, you think about a fully involved digital ID using your digital device. And man, think about that at the airport or you know, if you're serving at a bar, for example, you have to know 50 different driver's licenses.
Oh my God.
A digital ID
and
that, you know, so can we skip that part of it and get to the conversation? And so we think it's just a great time.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. So can you share some examples of results that you guys are seeing with IDGO so far? And is there anything you weren't expecting in this process?
Well, there's always surprises in a pilot or an iteration, right? And we saw that even through branch transformation. The 40 ideas that came out were great. And then you learn from them and you iterate and you design. So with any new concept, we want to track enrollment, look at use. And then I think most important is, did they use it again? Mm-hmm. And on top of that, we want to survey users on their experience. So what members have told us is that this is a major improvement over other authentication methods. And across demographics, they felt it was a more secure and easier way to start the conversation. On our side, for employees, we're seeing savings between 25 and 83 seconds per call by removing that authentication step, that awkward conversation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think the surprise as well as the iteration is the members are saying, well, okay, this is cool, but why aren't you doing it in this channel, in this channel, in this channel? It's like, give us a moment, we'll get there. But it's a great concept that I think is going to be well adopted for our members.
Yeah, this is where one of those, that old cliche sky's the limit type thing really holds true, I think, in this one. I mean, there's a lot of truth in that one for this stuff. Oh, I'm excited for you guys. I'm excited for the industry as well with this type of technology out there. It's so exciting. And it's going to be make it such a memorable experience for the member as well. There's also this cool factor with it too. So there's so much, there's so many angles here. And so having said that, Lisa, what else is, what's next for your two organizations? Because it sounds like you guys have a pretty darn good working relationship.
We do. And I'm happy about that. And I think one of the things I've always admired about Seth and his approach to technology or processes is, what are we going to solve next? Yeah. And I love that. So, you know, as long as there's problems, there are solutions to make. We've started doing app development now as a company. So, you know, I think the more that we can connect all of our ecosystems, the easier we can make those experiences. I think we're in a good direction. So I don't know. We'll just keep doing good things, hopefully.
I'm excited for you guys. Anything else to wrap up? Seth, I'll let you go first. Any final words of wisdom here on this? Because I know you guys are just kind of getting going with this. So it's going to be exciting to see where you guys are in 3 to 4 or 5 months. So it's going to be really neat.
Yeah, something like this really gets to the heart of, I think, why we're a credit union. And especially when we figure, how do we serve underserved or communities that have been underserved traditionally? And we know through research that transportation is not necessary. That is an issue. Mm. Digital enablement is not an issue. Yeah. And so what can we do to remove barriers for underserved communities and kind of level the playing field for access and convenience? So that's what I'm excited about, these just little iterations on figuring out how do we remove these barriers.
Mm-hmm. And those little iterations, they add up to big stuff in the end. So yeah, good move. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more on that. All right, Lisa, any final words here? Any final thoughts?
No, this is exciting. It's an exciting time to be in this space. And I think the more that we can talk and listen to our communities, our leaders, I think then those solutions naturally appear. And so we're really honored to be a part of it. And thank you so much for having us.
Oh my gosh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Well, I look forward to having you guys come back in a few months and see where you guys are with it. This is, again, this is really exciting for the industry. So I love this type of technology. It's really fun.
Thank you again.
You are welcome, and keep up the good work. All right.
Okay.
We'll try.
This episode is sponsored by Corelation, where credit unions can get more in the core, as well as Allegiant, all out innovation for credit unions.